You know, the dorm experience was awesome. You know, growing up here in Southwest Arizona, and for me, kind of growing up in South County, in Yuma, where I lived right between Yuma and Somerton. You know, the demographic of Yuma is primarily, give or take, 70% minority, 30% white, and the predominant minority is Hispanic, Spanish speaking, and it was great. But in the dorms, man, you heard Portuguese, you heard Japanese, and even if you did hear English, it was different English. It wasn't just, you know, your English that you hear here around Yuma. It was Boston English. It was down south, Atlanta, Georgia English. And I lived in Kino Dorm. And Kino Dorm, by and large, had mostly football players. And the football players, it was awesome listening to what they had to say. And there were some Hawaiian football players as well that I loved listening to the ukulele. As you know, that was part of the thing, going out into the quad and hanging out. The campus life was amazing. And after being here for a year, Marilyn Lott had interviewed me for an RA, and I was able to be an RA. So actually, I spent not just my Arizona Western College days at in Kino Dorm, but also my NAU Yuma days as well. And it was just a great experience where you get that international exposure just by going down the hall. And so what was it like growing up in Brazil? My favorite thing to do is to go down to 8th Street or go down to San Luis and have some tacos. You know, what is it that you miss about, like, eating food in Brazil? And you know, it wasn't just the international exposure, but just the recognition of the different backgrounds that people come to from this country to the dorms. And I still remember some of the football players. I remember Chip and I remember Rufus. They were guys from the South. And Rufus actually grew up pretty much on a tobacco farm. And you know, I grew up as a farmer's kid, you know, as a farm worker's kid. And so out here it was the cash crops were lettuce and wheat. You know, we have some corn occasionally, alfalfa, Sudan. And the melon harvest is probably one of the toughest harvests. And it was great listening to Rufus tell me about what real tobacco harvesting is like. And so it was a crop that I wasn't familiar with. And again, it was by living in the dorms that it gave you that experience. And then also it was great to just have access to the library. You know, and now I think the experience for students is, well, there's so much in terms of the internet. And yeah, that's true. There was AOL online back then. There was Netscape back then. But it wasn't what it is today. So really having print resources and access to not just our Arizona Western College library, but the statewide network and the national network that they were a part of, I was able to get archives from all over the country. And so if I was doing research, I'd walk into the library and ask, back then it was Mrs. Westfall, I would ask her if that one document had come in from Rio Rico or from L.A. or whatever it was. So having a campus life attached to your academic life was great, because all I had to do was walk over and get it.